The word today is forgive. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. As God gives us gifts, He wants us to pass them on to others. We can use the Lord's Prayer as an example to help us learn about forgiveness. Here from our archives, to help us do just that, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Forgive.
One of the things that Jesus has asked His followers to do is to pattern themselves after His life. You know, God made it very clear that He first loved us. He came and He proved His love for us by laying down His life for us. That's why He came to this planet Earth, in order to die in our place so that we could have the forgiveness of sins. Now, those who believe that are called the children of God, and He wants us to grow in that relationship. In a sense, we all begin like little infants, and we hope to strive for maturity as we use God's Word and as we receive the Lord's Supper. And as we grow in our relationship with Jesus, we become stronger and stronger. And before long, we become a very effective witness to other people that see us and observe us. And so the fact that God has loved us first, and in His mercy and His goodness and His grace, He has done for us something we could not do for ourselves. There's no way we could get rid of our own sin. You could do 100 good things, and it wouldn't in any way forgive even one of your smallest sins, because there's no way, since we are sinful by our very nature, there's no way we can gain perfection, and therefore there's no way we can pay for our own sins. That's why Christ had to come and do it for us. He was perfect, perfectly obedient to the will of His Father. So He didn't have to die for Himself. He died for us in our place, and He took our sins away. Now, just as God has loved us first, and now He says, please love one another just as I have loved you, and we're supposed to pass this love on to others in the same way that He has loved us, so also God wants us to learn how to forgive others. He has first forgiven us. He's taken our sins away, and now He wants us to forgive others in the same way. Now, you know, we talk about this in the Lord's Prayer. As a matter of fact, I should mention this, because sometimes people get a little confused about that, where it says, forgive us our trespasses or our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, I suppose if you didn't know any better and didn't know what the Scriptures say about this, you could almost make it look as though you go around and forgive 5 or 6 people, and then you come back to God and say, well, God, I forgave 4, 5, 6 people, so now please forgive me. Oh, what a horrible misunderstanding that would be. In a terrifyingly misunderstood way, that would be trying to earn your own forgiveness, as though you were going out first and doing it and then coming back and say, well, look at this, Lord. I did this, this, this. And now, don't you think I deserve some of your forgiveness? That would be so horrible, and that would be so repulsive in God's eyes. He would just, it would be something that He simply would refuse to look at, because that's man trying to justify themselves and trying to become righteous in God's eyes by what they do. And that's totally impossible. You can see that all over God's Word, everywhere you can see it stated clearly, not just once or twice, but throughout God's Word. There is no way we can justify ourselves. There's no way we can get rid of our own sin. There is no way we can earn or deserve God's forgiveness. First, He forgives us. That happens when He calls us to repentance. That happens when He calls us into His kingdom. The person that says, I want God to forgive my sins, has already been converted, because if they were an unbeliever, they wouldn't say that. They wouldn't even believe in God. So one of the first proofs that you are a child of God and a believer is your desire for forgiveness. Now, if there's no repentance there, and you don't desire forgiveness, it means you're not a child of God. You haven't been converted. So once you understand God forgives you first, he takes our sins away, just as God loves us first, and now we are to love others, so God forgives us first, and now we are to forgive others. If you could kind of paraphrase what the Lord's Prayer is saying when we say that, it would be like this. It would say, Father in heaven, if I'm not forgiving others the way I should, it proves that you haven't forgiven me. Because if you had forgiven me, I would have your love and your spirit of forgiveness in my heart and life, and I would be forgiving others just as you have forgiven me. So it is the result, it's the effect, it's the purpose for which Christ has forgiven us for our salvation, and then he enables us through the grace and the mercy and the love that he gives us to be able to look at others through the eyes of Christ and forgive them. Now, I realize, you know, you probably, if you've lived a while, have had somebody that's tried to hurt you or defame you or in some other way bring harm to you. And boy, that is really tough then, isn't it, to have a spirit of forgiveness. As a matter of fact, you can't do it on your own. That's the fact. When God tells us to love our enemies, why, that's impossible for the normal human being. You have to be a converted human being. You have to be somebody who has miraculously been blessed by God and brought to faith and has Jesus Christ living in them. And as a result, then, because of the power of Christ's forgiveness in your heart, you are able to forgive someone who otherwise normally would be your enemy. And so it goes that way. You know, when the world talks about things like this, they don't talk about a spirit of forgiveness. They don't talk about the mercy and love of God. You know what the world talks about? They talk about getting even. Boy, you know what they did to me? They harmed my reputation or they did this. Boy, I'm going to get even with them. You know, that type of thing. As a matter of fact, I am bothered by the fact that Donald Trump in his books, which I find very good about business acumen and how to arrange sales and things like that, but he has a spirit in him that tries to get even. And he says, boy, don't ever deal with somebody again that has mistreated you. Get even with them. Give it right back to them. Well, that's the spirit of the world. That's not the spirit of God. That's not love and forgiveness. Or if somebody says, well, I might forgive, but boy, I won't forget. Well, that's utter nonsense. What they're saying is, I might go through the motions of pretending that I forgive someone, but deep in my heart, I still resent them. I'm still angry. I'm still mad. And boy, if the truth is known, I'm never going to treat them right again, and I am going to get even with them. Well, you see, that's not at all a spirit of love or a spirit of forgiveness. So when you're talking about God's will in your life, if it's genuine, if it's real, if Christ is actually living there, you're going to realize that you have to rise above your human nature. There has to be a spiritual side of you. It's the same way in every other aspect of your worship. When you become a child of God, things change for you. If your friends have been worldly friends, you're going to have to get new friends. Friends that love God the same as you do. You can't be worldly through the week and then all of a sudden on the weekend decide to be godly. Or you can't say, well, my worship life is separate from my business life. And in my business life, I don't worry about, you know, things like whether I'm being fair or whether I'm cheating or whether I'm lying. You just can't do that because you can't serve two masters, the scripture says. You will either love one and hate the other. You can't go through life as though you're two different people. You have to be either a child of God or a person of the world that doesn't care for God and doesn't believe in God. Now, if your faith is genuine and real, and I suppose sometimes the brand new Christian will be tempted pretty easily to get worldly again. You know, there's even a type of theology that says, well, that the infant in faith. That doesn't mean chronologically. It means maybe they just became a Christian last week. And so now they're dealing with somebody that's been dishonest to them and they've really been hurt and they're having a lot of trouble forgiving that person. It might even be within the family. As a matter of fact, I've seen it in marriage counseling. I've seen couples that have come to the pastor and they both are repentant. They both say, you know, I'm really sorry this happened. I wish this hadn't happened. And they'll both say that, and they both want God's forgiveness, but they won't forgive each other. I've actually had people come for counseling where they had to come in separate cars because they couldn't stand to be in the same car together to get to the church. Now, there's a spirit missing there, isn't there? Or their Christianity is so tiny and so infantile that it hasn't matured very much, that they are not becoming bold, they're not becoming brave. Now, I think the first thing that has to happen is their own faith has to be built up. They have to deal with the fact that God has loved them and forgiven them. And if they want that forgiveness, they can be assured by God's word. And that's one of the things pastors do, is assure their people, you are forgiven. God has promised those who believe in him have the forgiveness of sins. Now let that work in your heart. Let that bubble up and grow in your spirit so that you will have the courage and the strength to forgive others. I have suggested to people occasionally that they see the other person as an enemy too much. They ought to look at that person through the eyes of Jesus, understand that person's problems, how they were raised, what their personalities are, and so on, and they will be able to see a little more clearly the way Christ sees them. Now, if Christ forgives them when they repent, then who are you or who am I to say, well, we don't? Of course, that would be utterly ridiculous. And so the faith that God gives us, he wants us to pass on to others as we speak of Christ. The love God gives us, he wants us to pass on to others as we show love and help them. And the forgiveness that God gives us, he wants us to pass on by forgiving others.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.